Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think is super cool. We're talking about luxury boating in Sarasota Bay. David, you know this area incredibly well, and I have to say, I'm excited to pick your brain about the best marinas, dockage options, and all those incredible waterfront destinations. So let's start with the basics. Why is Sarasota Bay such a special place for luxury boaters?
Thanks for having me. You know, Sarasota Bay is really a gem. What makes it special is the combination of calm, protected waters, year-round boating weather, and just an incredible selection of world-class marinas and waterfront amenities. It's not just about having a place to dock your boat. It's about the lifestyle. The bay itself is stunning, and you've got everything from pristine beaches to upscale dining and shopping within minutes of the water.
Oh, wow, I love that perspective. So it's not just about the infrastructure, it's about the whole experience. When you're talking to luxury boaters who are looking to move here or spend significant time here, what are the first marinas you recommend?
Great question. So there are really a few standouts. You've got some ultra-premium options that cater to mega yachts and larger vessels with full concierge services, world-class amenities, and premium dockage. Then you have the mid-range luxury marinas that offer excellent service and facilities without quite the same price tag. And honestly, each one has its own character. Some are more focused on the boating experience itself, while others are really integrated into resort-style waterfront communities where you can live a complete lifestyle.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When someone's evaluating a marina, what are the actual nuts and bolts they should be looking at? Like, beyond just, it looks nice, what really matters?
That's a great question. First, you want to look at the actual dockage. What's the condition of the slips? What's the water depth? And can they accommodate your specific vessel size? Then there's the infrastructure. Fuel availability, water, power supply, and whether they have 24/7 security. But beyond that, you're looking at services. Do they have on-site mechanics, cleaning services? What about the administrative side? How responsive is their staff? And then the location matters too. Are you close to restaurants, shops, and other boating destinations? Is it easy to navigate in and out?
Right, exactly. So it's really a holistic thing. You know what I think is so cool about Sarasota Bay? You've got these marinas, but you also have all these destinations within the bay itself, right? Where are some of the must-visit spots once you've got your boat docked?
Absolutely. So within Sarasota Bay and the surrounding area, you've got some incredible destinations. There are pristine islands and barrier islands that are perfect for anchoring and beach days. You've got some amazing waterfront restaurants where you can actually pull up and dock for lunch or dinner. There are also nature preserves and wildlife viewing areas that are accessible by water. And if you venture a bit further, you can reach some of the Gulf's most beautiful spots. The beauty of having your boat in Sarasota is that you're positioned perfectly to explore everything from intimate bay cruising to open Gulf adventures.
No kidding. So you're really not limited to just the bay. You can branch out. I'm curious though, for someone who's maybe new to the area or new to luxury boating in general, what's your advice for choosing between different marinas? Like, how do you even start that process?
I always tell people to start by understanding their own needs. What size is your vessel? How often will you actually use it? Are you looking for a full-time liveaboard situation or are you more seasonal? Once you know that, you can narrow down which marinas make sense. Then I recommend visiting in person. Don't just look at websites. Talk to the staff, walk the docks, look at other boats there, and get a feel for the community. Ask other boaters what they think. And definitely ask about pricing structures. Some marinas charge differently based on boat length, and some have additional fees for services. You want to understand the full picture before you commit.
That's such practical advice. I love that you're emphasizing the personal visits, because I think a lot of people try to do everything online these days. But with something like this, you really need to see it and feel it. So, final question. If someone's considering making Sarasota their boating home, what's the one thing you'd want them to know?
You know, I'd say this. Sarasota Bay offers a rare combination of luxury, accessibility, and natural beauty. Whether you're a seasoned boater or relatively new to it, there's a marina, and a lifestyle here that fits. But don't rush the decision. Take your time, explore the options, talk to people, and really envision yourself there. Because the right marina isn't just about the boat. It's about the life you're going to build around it.
That's perfect. And I think that's really the heart of it, isn't it? It's about the lifestyle, not just the logistics. David, this has been fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise on Sarasota Bay and luxury boating. For anyone listening who wants to learn more, definitely reach out to David. And hey, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time talking about this. Sarasota Bay is special, and I love helping people find their perfect boating home here.